warm up your winter with James Cannon on BBC Surrey.
This BBC Surrey, it's James Cannon here. A family with seven children thinks that Surrey County Council has left them floundering in the floods. John Valla from Shepperton blames the council for not clearing out the ditches on Chertsey Road properly. John, good morning.
Good morning.
How is it there for you this morning?
It's just getting worse and worse, to be quite honest with you. I think we've reached a level at the minute, but they're saying it's going to get worse tomorrow. And we've got a lot of rain on the way.
So describe what you can see and how high the water is.
Well, I'm stood on my front step at the minute. We've got three families here. There's water out on the road. You couldn't step out there with a pair of wellies on because it'd be over and in. And if you go out on the road, I've got about 600 yards one way, 600 yards the other way, and I'm in a bit of a dip, and there's nowhere for the water to run apart from a ditch along on the right-hand side where all the drains is connected to. The last lot of floodings we had in January, Roderick Johnson, the head highway guy, come down here, and I got an industrial pump outside, and we cleaned all the ditches along, and we put cameras along, and it come to the ditch. The ditch was blocked, and above the pipe running in the ditch is silt about 3 foot high. He promised me on two occasions that the ditch would be cleaned so the water could flow through. Nothing got done. We've been left here. No sandbags. We had 50 sandbags for three families. We've got 2 acres of property here. Just left like dogs, to be quite honest with you. The army come in yesterday, that's how bad we are here, and built me a flood defence at the back of the property and brought me more sandbags. Apart from that, the council hasn't helped at all.
Well, we've had a statement from Surrey County Council, particularly the discussion about the ditch. Let me read this to you. We asked them to sort of come on and talk with us about this, and their response. They say, "We're rather disappointed by Mr. Valla's comments, as we spent 2 days cleaning out the gullies at this location the last time it flooded, and 2 years ago we installed a new gully right outside the property. There must be some breakdown in communication, as we would not have told Mr. Valla not to clear out the ditch himself, nor would we have put debris back in the ditch after it was cleared."
Not at all. They done some work in January 2013 outside of my road. Since then, all the neighbours will tell you the same thing, because I was discussing it out here yesterday. The road fills up in the summertime if we have rain. And on about they got out there, we got out there, the pump I hired that I've given £2,000 to hire, I got my pump out there and cleaned the ditch with them. My 70-year-old dad got out there and done it with them. And they put cameras down and traced it to the outlet going into the ditch. Very simple to cure. Two dates Roderick Johnson gave us, but failed. All he's done is told us a load of lies. Now, this could have prevented a lot of this water outside on this road here, but nothing's been done.
Well, let's look at today.
We'll see what gets done now, then, when this goes, because it should be done. And on about what they've done, one of the neighbours come down with a machine and dug a small ditch from the road running into the ditch where the outlet wasn't working. They sent a team of men down here with an eight-wheeler grab and filled the ditch back in so no water could flow. Their drains wasn't flowing, but the only outlet that somebody made, they filled it back in. And then he told my mum, before the ditch will get dredged, they've got to put in for more funding. So more or less telling you that it wasn't going to get done.
I can hear the frustration in your voice. Are you actually flooded now? How far away is the water?
Flooded. It's right through our land. It's literally inches away from our door, and there's about 50 properties along this road. Nobody's on main sewerage. Everybody's on septic tank. Got seven children on this property, all playing in raw sewage.
So your message to... Well, actually, who is your message to? Because...
It's not really to no one, to be quite honest. We've had a lot of promises, what's been failed to do. Everybody's on their own here. Not so much the council, because Jackie Taylor has done her most to help. Even she is... Everybody knows they've had promises off Roderick Johnson and he does nothing.
Right. Well, look...
He's the head highway guy for Surrey and he hasn't done nothing to help.
As for today, what can you do today?
What can I do today? Keep my fingers crossed and pray, because there's nothing I can do. I'm not Moses. I can't part water. I wish I could, but I can't.
John, good talking to you.
Thank you.
We will keep in touch. We'll come back to you and we'll try and get some more responses from Surrey County Council to what you've actually said to us this morning.